This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all accused in the 2008 Marigaon blast case, including MP Pragya Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit and others. On September 29, 2008, six people were killed and several others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in Maligaon city, Nasik. The Maligaon blast case was the first case with the Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad. In 2011, the National Investigation Agency took over the case. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated the space scientists for the successful launch of the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh.
इस मिशन का उद्देश्य वैश्विक लैंड इकोसिस्टम तथा समुद्री क्षेत्रों का अध्ययन करना है हमें अंतरिक्ष वैज्ञानिकों की इस उत्कृष्ट उपलब्धि पर अत्यंत गर्व है ये सभा इस सफलता के लिए भारतीय अंतरिक्ष अनुसंधान संगठन के वैज्ञानिकों की टीम को बधाई देती है
मिस्टर बिरला ट्राइड टू टेक अप द क्वेश्चन आवर बट द ऑपोजिशन मेंबर्स स्टार्टेड स्लोगनियरिंग एंड ट्रूप्ड into the well, demanding rollback of the special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues, following which the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar. When the House met at 11 a.m., the Upper House also congratulated scientists for the successful launch of the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to make Jammu and Kashmir terrorism-free and bring peace and stability to the region. He said strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be razed to the ground. Mr. Shah was replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चुन चुन कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मले छोटी बच्चियां छोटे बच्चे वृद्ध माँ उनकी पत्नियां उनकी बहनें इस सब के सामने मारा गया और क्यों मारा गया क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूं कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation of AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand today. She will felicitate gold medalists and meritorious students during the convocation ceremony. The president will attend the 45th convocation of IIT ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will felicitate 20 gold medalists, among others. Security arrangements have been beefed up in all the three cities of Jharkhand, including Deoghar, Dhanbad and Ranchi, ahead of her visit. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. In the meeting, Mr. Chauhan instructed officials to connect farmers at national, state, district and village levels with the program. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos will be on a five-day state visit to India from the 4th of August. Mr. Marcos will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers and senior officials. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on the 5th of August. In cricket, India will look to level the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. India currently trailing 2-1 in the series have made a key change with Dhruv Jurel coming in for the injured Rishabh Pant. And with that, we end this news bulletin.